From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Two proposals aimed at adding requirements for voting are moving forward in the Missouri House. Lawmakers in a voice vote Wednesday gave initial approval to a constitutional amendment and a bill aimed at requiring voters to show photo identification at the polls. Republicans defeated Democrats' attempts to add more forms of acceptable photo ID and automatically register driver's license applicants to vote. Democrats say the measure could disenfranchise thousands of low-income and minority voters, but Republicans say there are safeguards against that. The measures still need a final vote to pass the House, and voters would have to approve the constitutional amendment. Three more ethics bills were approved Tuesday by a Missouri House committee. One would ban individual gifts from lobbyists to lawmakers, a second would revise rules for investing campaign funds, and the third would expand the definition of public official to include members of a task force appointed by the governor. That last bill is sponsored by Republican Jay Barnes of Jefferson City.
When governor creates a task force that's going to make big policy recommendations, in many cases, that is a bigger role than even a position on a board or commission would be.
The bill is a direct response to the task force appointed by Governor Jay Nixon last year that recommended a new stadium be built and partially funded with state dollars to try to keep the Rams from leaving St. Louis. The three ethics bills have another committee stop before going to the full Missouri House for floor debate. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is set to unveil his legislative agenda for his final year as the state's top executive. Nixon is scheduled to give his last State of the State speech tonight. In it, he will outline his recommended spending plan for the upcoming fiscal year that begins July 1st. This year's legislative session is Nixon's last before he leaves office in January of 2017. He first was elected governor in 2008, and he's barred by term limits from seeking re-election. The session also represents the Democratic governor's last opportunity to work with the Republican legislature to pass his legislative priorities. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is exploring whether there's interest in developing a resort at Northern Missouri's Mark Twain Lake. The Corps manages the 18,000-acre lake created by construction of the Clarence Cannon Dam on the Salt River about three decades ago. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that it is soliciting private party interest in a lodging and recreation complex on 331 acres of public land. Interested developers may submit proposals that contain at least a 100-room lodging site, a restaurant, conference and meeting amenities for 300 people, and a boat mooring structure. Applicants also can propose other amenities, including golf courses, tennis courts, trails, indoor sports facilities, or a conference center. When floodwaters crested along the Merrimack River before the new year, they topped historic records not seen since the flood of 1982. As St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Buscarin reports, the two floods have more in common than just their heights.
For St. Louisans like historian Dave Lobig, memories from the flood of 82 are seared into the mind.
Well, houses being flooded out to like the second story. That's what I really remember, and people being evacuated from houses and boats.
Even though a lot of floods look pretty similar, 1982 was a rare winter event, just like in 2015. Both occurred during an El Nino, and both were concentrated on the lower end of the Merrimack River, downstream from Sullivan.
There were six people died, yeah. There were 3,000 severely damaged residences, 700 residences that were completely destroyed. And there were like 18,000 people driven out of their homes.
That included the permanent evacuation of the town of Times Beach due to dioxin contamination. In this last flood, 25 people died in Missouri and Illinois. Early damage estimates for the St. Louis region say 7,000 structures were affected. At the National Weather Service office, hydrologist Mark Fuchs found a rainfall report from 1982, a paper he remembers thumbing through and going, wow, wow.
Well, in many respects, it was very similar. 5 to 8 inches is a pretty good guesstimate as to how much they had to trigger that record flooding. Not terribly unlike what we had a few days after Christmas.
And as recovery continues along the Merrimack, those who study these floods say it's time to take a deeper look at how we live in accord with our rivers.
I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.